All right. Top of the morning to you guys. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it and do anything else that the Lord has put before us on this day. We pray that you guys will be ready to take on whatever occurs in this week in the name of the Lord, and this is a good way to start it all. Let me share with you this story. There was a couple who had a hamster named Hammy. Hammy lived in a little cage that had a warm nest of cedar shavings to curl up in. He had a water bottle to drink from, and best of all, Hammy had a wheel he could run inside of. Hammy had everything a hamster could want or need, but the thing that was so very strange about Hammy is that Hammy refused to run inside of his running wheel. Instead, he came up with what he thought was a better idea. Hammy would climb to the top of the wheel, turn over on his back on top of the wheel, and stretch out. Gradually, the wheel would begin to turn, and Hammy would roll head first toward the bottom. The wheel would pick up speed and spin faster and faster until Hammy's head hit the bottom of the cage. Hammy would then get up, shake himself from a sharp blow on the head. But what Hammy does next is strange. He climbs back up to the top of the wheel, turns over on his back, stretches himself out on the wheel as he had done many times before. The wheel begins to roll downward, and just as it happened many times before, Hammy would bump his head at the bottom of the cage. Why would a hamster who has everything he needs in his little hamster world continue to do something that he knows is going to hurt him? But the bigger question is this, my sisters and my brothers. Why do we do the same thing? Why do we continue to do things that we know eventually will hurt us? Perhaps we think we can get away with it the next time. Or maybe we have impulsive tendencies that we can't control. Or maybe we're just crazy like that. Who knows? It may be hard for us to understand psychologically, and perhaps we need a psychologist or a psychiatrist, who can help us understand why we do those things. But there's another explanation that can be applied easily in this case. Sin. The sin nature in all of us drives us to do things that we eventually regret. Sin is like that. As a matter of fact, sin has a way of overpowering us with our passions, our lust, and our emotional responses that overrules our morals and just our plain common sense. And it carries us into places forbidden with our eyes wide open. And after it's all over, we swear we ain't gonna do that no more. But, well, you know the story. The Apostle Paul even had an issue with sin. He said, "For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do, but I just keep on doing it. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it's no longer I who do it. But it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work inside of me. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me." That's the human dilemma we all find ourselves in. Understand that Paul is not making an excuse for his sinful, self-destructive behavior. He's just explaining the human nature that we all have in relationship to sin. So what do? Is it okay just to accept the fact that this is the way I am? No. We all can do better. And here's how. We can do better by living in the Spirit. Now, I don't have time to explain what that means, but if you come to Bible study, we'll be studying on the Holy Spirit for the next few weeks. If you come, you may learn a few things. But there is one verse I'll share with you that might be helpful. Galatians 5:15. It says, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the sinful desires of the flesh. I want you to know this very important thing about God. God is against sin because sin is against us. And those bad and ugly habits we have that we don't like and that hurt us, they don't make God angry. It makes God sad. Because God knows the harm that sin will eventually bring to us. So, give it some thought. I mean, seriously, give it some thought. Seriously think about what it means to walk in the Spirit. And don't be like Hammy, who keeps doing the same thing over and over, always bumping his head in the end. But consider walking in the Spirit and see where that takes you. If you do, I guarantee that you will be blessed. And seriously consider coming to Bible study. You may learn a thing or two. Let's pray. Our Father, our God, we thank you for the blessing and the beauty, possibility, and even the dangers in this world, because we know, God, that you'll be with us in all things, in everything. We thank you, God, for the protective grace that keeps us, that forgives us, that cleanses us, that walks with us every moment of the day. Thank you for the twin graces, O God, of goodness and mercy that follow us. They follow us because we need them, and you have assigned them to our case. And just as you will never leave us, neither will your twin graces. So we thank you, God, for goodness and mercy, so that when we are confronted with goodness or badness, goodness will be there to remind us of who you are and the blessings that comes with walking with you. But if we fall, God, we have your mercy right there to catch us. And so you got us in your love. You made possibilities for us to always be on your good side. So thank you, God, for today. We pray blessings, yes, blessings upon those who are listening. And God, we pray that the blessings will so overrun in our lives that it will touch the lives of others, our family members, our children, our coworkers, our friends, even our strangers who we see, who we don't know who are watching, but our story of our walk with you becomes a narrative that informs us of who you are. So we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that in spite of ourselves, you work with us. But not only do you work with us, you work for us. You are an amazing God. And we can't really grasp the fullness of your love. We don't really know the involvement in your life and all that you do, God, to keep us protected by your grace and your love. So teach us, God. Teach us how to walk in your Spirit. Teach us, God, how to avoid the stumbling blocks in our way. Teach us, O God, how to walk in such a way, live in such a way that gives you glory and blesses us and takes us to a realm and a station of life that we've never been to before, that excites us, that thrills us, and informs us of just how good you are. So do this for us, God, because you want to. And we want to put ourselves in a position, O God, that you will bless us in spite of ourselves and continue to use us for your purpose. You have been good. You brought us safe this far through many dangers, toils, and snares we've already come. And God, I don't believe you brought us this far to leave us. So bless my people, my brothers, my sisters, this day, this week. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, everybody. This is a day.